Committee, United States versus Henderson, Mr. Stevens.
Good morning. May it please the court. We have cited in the brief the Maryland versus Bew case, which talks about having a basis for a reasonably prudent officer believing that the area to be swept after a defendant's arrest poses a danger coming from the area to be swept. And here, all of the information is that Henderson's house was vacant when he left and locked the door. There's nothing to indicate that anybody was home. And it's also apparent from the testimony at the suppression hearing that the South Bend SWAT team had a standard procedure of conducting a protective sweep after the SWAT team was deployed to an area, regardless of whether there was any articulable suspicion to believe that somebody was lurking in an area to attack the police. So we've got basically the information was...
Your beef is not against their general rules. It's this very specific case is what you're worried about. That is whether they've got a standard operating procedure or not. We don't. You're not attacking that. What you're attacking is this particular case.
Right. And
was it reasonable?
That's exactly right. And they didn't articulate a reason to believe that the house was occupied. And
of course, you take the whole case in its entirety, not just whether it was occupied or not occupied at that moment.
Right, and we have the totality of the circumstances where
that's what we have to consider.
And some of the things that were there are you had Crystal Davis texting Winfield that she was
all
being,
of this is in your brief, is it not?
Yes.
Do you
have any other questions?
Yes, I have none.
All right,
gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. I'll reserve my time for rebuttal.
Mr. Stevens. Mr. Kapp.
Morning, Your Honors. David Kapp, United States Attorney, Northern District of Indiana. The South Bend police were dealing with what they reasonably believed to be an armed hostage situation. That situation continued for a number of hours in a two-story home in a neighborhood in South Bend, Indiana. Once they resolved that situation, they promptly conducted a very brief protective sweep of the premises.
What were they concerned with, additional hostages or accomplices of the defendant?
Probably a little of both, Your Honor, but primarily the concern would have been for their own safety and the safety of the immediate neighborhood. I would point out that there were some facts.
But that would require that there be someone in the house.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. And there was evidence in the record that there was movement at one of the windows. And as the district court noted, that person was never identified. The same type of movement was one of the factors this court considered in its Burroughs decision.
The movement was discerned after the defendant had already left and locked the house.
No, Judge. Movement was prior to that, yes, sir. The movement at the window was prior to the woman exiting as well.
But that would indicate at least one person was in, and that one person was a defendant who walked out.
It could have been. All candor, Your Honor, the likelihood was the movement was probably the woman. But as the district court correctly notes, it wasn't identified. It was never identified. So we're dealing with an armed hostage situation. multiple hours, spotlights, loudspeakers, please exit the premises, no action.
You got the picture.
Finally, they exit, no weapons on either of them, and the police did what they had to do. They had to make sure that premises was secure for their own safety and the safety of the neighborhood. They did it promptly, and they did it very quickly.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Stevens? Let me ask you, do you think it was appropriate to send the SWAT team there?
Well, that probably was overreacting. Ultimately, the district judge determined that Ms. Davis was there voluntarily and that she was making an excuse to her boyfriend who
But do you think it was proper for the police to send the SWAT team rather than just, you know, a police
officer? Go knock on the door and say, what's going on?
But that might have been more interesting.
Might have gotten yourself trapped.
Why did the fellow lock the door when he left?
He didn't want people breaking into his house. I mean, police or neighbors. So, I mean, it's an urban area. He doesn't leave his door open when he leaves. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Right. Well, I mean...
Wasn't it appropriate, an armed hostage report, truthful or not, doesn't it make sense for the police to send the SWAT team rather than just a couple of officers in a car?
It's a trick question.
If they believe that there's an armed
If they have information that somebody's complained that there is somebody being held against their will, who's armed? So the person holding him is armed.
Okay.
Then shouldn't they react with what seems to be appropriate force?
I think
that's a trick question. You understand?
It is a trick question.
Clearly yes. And once the SWAT team is sent, yes, they're going to do a protective search. It just makes sense because it's a dangerous situation. The lights and everything like that. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what else is happening in that house. It would be very careless for them, I would think, not to do a search.
But there's nobody there. That's the problem. I think
that's
the real problem.
Going on. That's the problem. Anyway, we'll have to move along. We're using up a lot of time. So thank you. So you were appointed, were you not? Well, we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. Of course, we thank Mr. Kraft as well. And our